This parable of the sower, we see it all the time, and when I've preached about it, I've usually used the explanation that is given here, where the seed that falls on, where the seed sown on the path, where the seed is the word, and where the seed gets sown is us, and that we are called to sort of keep ourselves as fertile ground, you know, do all those things, and I think that's one possible explanation. Recently, we had the first part of training for the second level two of the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd. That's for the 6, 7, 8, and 9 year olds. And when they learn about that, this is in the Bibles or the Gospels a couple of times, and there are times when it doesn't say that the seed is the word. So they teach the kids that we are the seed, and this is true too. I think both of them are true, because we are the seed. We are God's people in the world, and where we grow in our faith depends on where we are in life. And so where are we going to go? You know, in the case of a seed, of course, it really doesn't have that much control. I mean, a sower, especially in those days, they just kind of, you know, they threw it out, and like it said, some seed fell on a path, and some seed fell on the rocks and the thorns and the good ground. But we can control where we go. And so what we do, and you never try to, with Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, you never try to really give your own explanation, you know. So you ask the question, what in life might be like the path, the one that you know, where it's trampled down and God can't get in, basically, you know. And what in your life might be like the rock, like the rocks where there's little soil, you know. And what might be in your life like the path where the rocks where there's little soil, and what might be like the thorns or the weeds where that will choke out God's word in your life. And so for me, I think that's good for, and that's something for us to think about. And maybe it's best that I don't give too much, you know, too much of a explanation here. Even right today, I'm not capable of it. But you know, because think about what are the things in our life that might the word can't take root, like on the path where God is crowded out, where there's little soil. What are those things in our life? And but most importantly, what is the fertile soil? And of course, we hope this is the fertile soil. We hope this is a place where we grow. We hope this is a place and prayer and worship, and especially receiving the sacrament of the altar. We hope all these things our fertile soil that allow us to grow. Because the important thing too about that is we're not aware. You know, when God talks about, Jesus talks about seed, well, Jesus is God made flesh, obviously, but when Jesus talks about seeds elsewhere, you know, the farmer plants the seed, and basically then who takes over? God takes over, right? And so if we spend our time, I think, in fertile ground, then we can grow too, and we may not even notice it. I've noticed that over the past, things that in the seminary, for example, that I learned that were okay. You know, I got them right on the tests, but you know, there's sort of knowing and there's understanding, and a lot of those things just by allowing God to work make a lot more sense now, and now I can give explanations of things that I was having trouble with in the seminary. So if we keep in fertile soil, whether that is, you know, for one example for me is listening to like music. I'm a music guy, and I try to keep my music nowadays to positive stuff, you know, positivity and things like that. Not even necessarily all contemporary or Christian music, but even, you know, classical music and things like that. Things that are there for their beauty. You know, whatever that fertile soil is for you, that's the place to be. So think about that. Think about the things that crowd out God. Think about the things that don't allow God to enter. Think about the places, the things in your life that do that. And think about whatever in your life is fertile soil. And let's try to spend time in that. Let's try to be there as much as we can. Because God can work in us. Just like he works in a seed, and we have, you know, a seed that's a plant. Just like he can do that without our knowing about it and without our knowing how, he can do the same with us if we stay in the fertile soil.